This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But let's do a little NFL insider, shall we? And here to go inside the segment is Kevin.
Thanks.
Cardinals. So let's start this. Let me get this right here. I don't have ESPN Insider, and I should probably purchase it at some point.
Okay.
But they had a great thing that came out today, and luckily Ben does have ESPN Insider.
Good job, Ben.
So I was able to read the article, and this is great. Draft executives and insiders, hence ESPN Insider, weigh in on certain team selections.
I love stuff like this because it's always anonymous, right?
Yeah, because people have a little more of a sack, I guess. They're kind of willing to say things that they wouldn't say.
Right.
And it's also kind of something wrong about it, too. But for the sake of entertainment, let's do it. Arizona Cardinals. One executive says, I was hoping they would stay at 15 and get Lamar Jackson, but I don't have a problem with what they did. Everybody recognizes the talent with Josh Rosen, but he is not the top guy in the draft because nobody likes him. The executive said Rosen was prickly out of the gates. And I don't know what that means.
That the very first interfacing with him, he was immediately a douche.
Just think about the first part of that word. That's what it means.
He came in and said that he said that he would not come in and be an a-hole and think that my S doesn't stink. Despite the fact that he was pissed that teams drafting ahead of Arizona made big mistakes in choosing other quarterbacks. Executive after executive said the same thing about Rosen. One called the former quarterback, the former UCLA quarterback, a combination of Jeff George and Jay Cutler, who would struggle to lead a team.
That's a loof city right there.
I think they have it set up right in Arizona because their offensive coordinator, Mike McCoy, can speak the kids' language and talk fast enough to try to stay ahead of the kid so the kid doesn't get bored.
Oh, no.
Another executive noted that quarterbacks coach Byron Leftwich, already considered future head coaching material by Bruce Arians, thinks that, says that he would become a shooting star if he could help mold Rosen into success. The insider said Byron will be good for the kid if Rosen allows it. The insider then let out a chuckle. Byron in about a week will probably want to take a poke at him. He's from effing Washington, D.C., and he ain't having a cake eater walk in and act like an a-hole. Okay.
Let's open up the phones.
What does cake eater mean? 877-881-1053.
Now, have you guys actually gone and because I have not Googled this. Okay.
I Googled it on Urban Dictionary. When I first...
Don't tell. Okay, go ahead. But I don't want to know what it is. I don't want to.
I'm not going to say. I first heard it, I assumed that it was someone who's soft.
Okay.
Like me, I'm a cake eater. Like if you brought out some cake, if you brought out a big old giant wedding cake in here, would you guys like to try some of this cake? I'd be like, absolutely. It's delicious. I'm soft.
Okay.
I'm not rescuing anyone out of burning buildings. I'm not going to win a fight. I'm not going to get in a fight. You want to fight over this girl? Take her. And I'm not a fighter. I'm a cake eater, and I'm fine with it. And so I just assumed it means you're soft.
Okay, that's good. I like that. I don't know why, and maybe I was thinking of like wedding cake, but I kind of thought it meant something hoity-toity like white gloves. I don't know. I thought it meant like, just sort of implied that you just were like what you used to do the joke about the Grey Poupon.
Yeah.
You know,
that's the Grey Poupon.
Yeah, that kind of a personality.
Yeah. I thought it was like, like he's rich, like cake eater, like from, he's that area of Los Angeles. He comes from a very affluent family. Mm-hmm. And then like the poor people are like the pie eaters.
You worked so hard to get to that. Huh? I mean, what?
He's a cake eater. Like,
what are you saying, that cake is a more expensive dessert?
No, I'm saying like maybe
you just wanted to say pie eater.
Yeah. Cause you're a pie eater. You don't have this expensive cake in front of you.
You have an expensive pie.
a crappy pie.
Why is it a crappy pie?
Well, I think on the chart, I think people would see cakes as higher than pie.
A more affluent dessert?
On the food chain, a cake is much more important than a pie.
Well, I just thought of like some real fancy cake. I thought he meant fancy, hoity-toity. Uh-huh. What do you think, Shippy? You're a cake eater, right?
I don't know. I thought it was something sexual, maybe. I don't know.
What?
Cake eater.
Yeah, I don't know. Sounds kind of sexual, yeah.
On,
right?
Mighty Ducks, a movie that you should go show your kids. The Mighty Ducks trilogy. Uh-huh. Both of you should go show your kids. I've been telling you this for 5 years. It's one of the good insults is when they call the other teammate, hey, he's a cake eater.
Okay, and you know what movie is this?
It is. It's Adam Banks. They call Adam Banks. Adam Banks. It's the Mighty Ducks. Adam Banks is the rich kid who's very good at hockey, but he gets picked on because he's rich.
And some kid's like, hey, eat a cake.
Yeah, cake eater.
Yeah.
So he's rich and soft and hoity-toity.
And there's also a movie that came out in 2007 called The Cake Eaters.
Okay, so here's what Urban Dictionary says,
bro.
A cake eater actually refers to Edina, Minnesota, saying the people in it are so rich they can have their cake and eat it too.
Mm.
It could also refer to rich white suburban kids in general.
Mm.
And by the way, Mighty Ducks was filmed in Minnesota, so he's probably literally calling that kid a cake eater from Edina. And here's the quote. Look at that effer driving his brand new BMW out of the school parking lot. What a cake eater.
Okay, hold on. I think here in a minute, I'm going to have the audio. It's 20 seconds from Mighty Ducks where they're calling the kid a cake eater.
This is very exciting.
It's very exciting.
According to what Ben just said, it needs to be edited.
It's for spoiled rich kids. It's a spoiled.
Yeah.
It's a completely spoiled kid who has drives a sports car, has a huge monthly allowance. They have no need to work. They have no drive. They live a lavish lifestyle without having to work for it. They're a cake eater.
Okay.
I've got the audio if you guys are still excited.
Okay, so this is Josh Rosen?
Yep.
Forget it, cake eater. If you want to play, play with yourself.
Whoa.
Come on, Terry. On behalf of the Ducks, I'd like to say welcome, cake eater. Just remember, keep your head up, man. Cake eater.
Ha! So, Jesse Hall is the Mighty Duck player.
Jesse Hall, I'm a huge fan of him. Fourth and long.
Yeah. Jesse Hall, well, ironically, Jesse Hall is the black kid on the hockey team. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And he is from an area in Minnesota that you couldn't have cake.
Oh, the other side of the tracks?
Apparently, man. So you tell him a cake eater because he's the rich white kid. And Josh Rosen's the cake eater of this draft.
How have we never heard that?
It's
Minnesota terminology.
You said something there that I hadn't considered, and as soon as you said it, it's a phrase that I've never understood. But the idea that you can have your cake and eat it too. I never knew what that meant.
Right.
I don't understand it. Who would, like, there's show cakes that you put in a box and people come and look at it?
Right.
You have cake to eat it. I've never understood the phrase.
That's true.
It's got some origin that I've never quite understood. It's not the fancy cake for the ball. Maybe it's the whole idea that if you have this big gala or whatever, you have the show cake and then the cake that you serve.
Right. Maybe that's it. I don't know. I've never been to a two cake party. but they say, here's another definition. There's several of them on Urban Dictionary. Cake eater, rich people, especially those who go out of their way to show off their wealth. Here's the quote, the example of it used in a sentence. I drove by the country club yesterday and all the cake eaters were lined up to play 18.
I got a hot tub in my dorm room.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if I was going to insult someone, I'd call him a salad eater. His salads are disgusting.
You eat a salad like 3 out of 5 days up here.
Yeah, there's some bad romaine lettuce E. coli going on. Someone died.
There is. Yeah. You got to be careful of the romaine lettuce.
Someone died.
Someone did die. E. coli is a real thing.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So the Ravens executive.
Okay, moving on.
He said, and I think this guy works for the Ravens. He said, we would take Rosen, whose teammates dislike him and who makes a fool of himself on TV. But there were only a few teams that would have taken Lamar Jackson. Even though he could be the best quarterback in the draft.
That's garbage.
So a lot of teams would take the cake eater whose teammates dislike him and who will make a fool of himself on TV.
I thought the UCLA dudes liked Josh Rosen.
They did. They came out and said they did.
Yeah.
Probably better for them to say that though, right?
I don't understand the Lamar Jackson thing, and I really don't understand what the Patriots were doing. Why were the Patriots acting like they were super interested?
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, and then they had two chances to draft him and passed on both.
Yeah, that's very interesting to me. I guess maybe they realized maybe it would send – it's like, it's a great idea. There's the next quarterback, but it's also like that might ruin the entire locker room or something. Not him, just the whole Tom Brady.
Why? But then,
Tom Brady might demand a trade or something.
Well, other report was, though, this would directly be opposite to that, and we can get into this later. But the rumor, I guess, is that the Patriots were going to trade up to number two and take Baker Mayfield if he didn't go number one.
Yeah.
So if they were going to trade up to number two to take Baker Mayfield, they weren't worried about Tom's feelings.
Crazy.
Right.
Besides, he's got the spirit of a champion.
He's got this, warrior spirit about him, right?
The warrior spirit.
The Bills, this is good. It's a cold weather one executive said. It's a cold weather quarterback who's big and strong in Josh Allen. He's not frail and little. In a cold weather city where it's windy, you're going to have to throw it through the wind, and he can do those things. He is all shucks, likes football, and makes his team visits with sweats and tennis shoes on. That's perfect for Buffalo. They don't need Baker Mayfield in effing designer clothes, okay? They need Jim Kelly. Okay, I've never seen that about Baker Mayfield, that he's designer clothes guy.
I think that's got to be old man front office guy.
It's got to be, right?
Designer clothes?
For the Browns, John Dorsey wants a leader of men.
Who says designer clothes?
Right?
Sorry.
He must have thought Baker was a leader of men. The time teams spend with quarterbacks one-on-one really is a big factor. And that's the story of the other scout, Alonzo Highsmith, used to be with the Packers, used to play for the Cowboys. When he joined John Dorsey's crew, he had an interview yesterday saying that Darnold was number one on their board. And they ended up taking Baker Mayfield.
That doesn't make sense.
Well, once they met Baker Mayfield, they went, whoa, I like this kid. He's sharp. He's got something there.
Oh, Gruden was there?
Oh, he might have been.
No, then that means that they changed their board to have him number one. It doesn't mean that they just had the number one pick and didn't take the number one guy on their board at the same position that they had the number one guy on their board. That doesn't make sense.
And what'd they say about the Cowboys?
You can have your cake and eat it too.
Some have said that Van Der Esch doesn't have any pop. That's okay. The league is holding 3 days of meetings in New York this week to take the head out of the game. They might get rid of the kickoff, too. This game is changing. Van Der Esch can make a million plays in the pass game as maybe the best zone linebacker in the draft. Go find guys who can play in space because the game is in space.
Dude, so this is kind of like what's been shifting me on the whole Leighton Van Der Esch. Like, I wasn't, like, anti-Van Der Esch. I simply didn't know enough about him. But the things that worried me were, all right, late bloomer, that worries me. And then the idea that he wasn't physical, that worried me. But then I started hearing these other things, and one of the things I love is a linebacker that can cover in the passing game means he can play all the time. And I think our defensive line is getting better. And if we are getting better, and we are doing a better job up front, that means there's going to be opportunities for him to come up and make the play.
I mean, the guys who, you know, KT and Kavanaugh and all these guys broke down all this film and brought us and Dane and looked at all this film, and it's still a crapshoot for you guys with all your knowledge and work. And then the guys who put in 100 times that or whatever, that do it all day, every day for a living, it's still a crapshoot to them. You know, I think it's in our DNA to question some of this stuff, because I know exactly what you're saying. If Leighton Van Der Esch, if somebody had traded right in front of the Cowboys and taken him like the Eagles tried to do with Goedert, I would have been furious.
Yeah.
But when they drafted him, I was like, okay.
Right.
You know, but you're right. And the more I've sat here and thought about it, I'm like, man, this worked out great. And a lot of it has to do with the way the rest of the draft worked. They had a great draft.
Yeah. And let me ask you this. I mean, I know there's a lot of people that are real out on Taco right now, but shouldn't we be trusting the Cowboys' first-round pick right now?
Sure.
I think they missed on Taco.
I think there's enough flash. Okay.
You know what we should do?
Hold on. What just happened?
I might have been doing something wrong with this mic.
Oh, my God. You're now holding the microphone like you're singing a song.
Coming up next, guys. Hey, you in the back. Coming up next.
Tease it like you're Neil Diamond.
Coming up next, let's find out. What's the deal with Dak? Is he going to work out or what? Tony Romo weighs in. Kid, is he taking a shot? We'll find out next. On the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.